In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Thursday, the 23rd of March. Good to have you with us, everybody. Here is what we know about the health care bill. Right? No vote today, maybe a vote tomorrow, depending on whether you listen to the White House or to Republican leaders in Congress. There are a zillion moving parts on this thing, obviously, many of them political, more than a few of them economic. Let me play a piece of tape here. It's of the conservative House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows as negotiations dragged on this afternoon.
If we can make sure that there is an adequate safety net, that pre-existing conditions are taken care of, where truly premiums start to go down for moms and dads, that's what it's all about.
It's that last bit, premiums going down, that we're going to look at this afternoon. One of the things on the table to get Meadows and his conservative colleagues on board is getting rid of the Obamacare requirement that virtually all insurance policies cover what are known as essential health benefits. It's stuff like hospitalizations and mental health care, prescription drugs, stuff like that. You get rid of that, though, and the very nature of the health insurance market changes. So Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein gets us going with this look at the healthcare industry a la carte.
Before Obamacare, it was pretty much the Wild West.
Well, any kind of plan could be out there.
John Gruber is an economist, one of the Obamacare architects.
For example, a plan which says that it'll pay for 5 doctor's visits a year for free and cover nothing else. Or on the other side, plans which say it won't cover anything until you spend $20,000. To be clear, I'm not making these up.
Today, when a consumer buys insurance, they're guaranteed certain coverage. If Republicans blow up these benefits, actuary John Bertko says consumers may choose stripped-down plans. The problem? People can't predict when they'll really need financial protection.
You have about a 1 in 5 chance of having something expensive happen to you. So, you know, if you're playing the odds, 4 out of 5 isn't bad, but that 1 in 5 means that you're going to have something terrible and very expensive happen to you.
But to a group of hardline Republicans, this is about freedom of choice, and requiring certain benefits defeats that. Right now, some Republicans are grumbling that single men must pay for maternity coverage. Deregulating insurance, they argue, gives consumers something that'll better fit their needs. But that is not how insurance works, says Gruber.
Insurance is not like cars. Okay, if you have a car that's tailored for one group, that doesn't make other cars more expensive. Insurance is linked through one risk pool.
What that means, says Gruber, is if you tailor insurance in an a la carte way, premiums will be jacked up on the sick and the old. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.